22,000 in U.S. died from coronavirus in Biden's second week in office. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 4, 2021. More than 22,000 people in the United States have died from the Chinese coronavirus during President Joe Biden's second week in office. An estimated 22,032 people in the U.S. have died due to complications from the coronavirus during Biden's second week in the White House, according to statistics provided by Johns Hopkins University. During Biden's first week, an estimated 31,180 died from the Wuhan virus, bringing the nation's total to 428,791 coronavirus-related deaths. By the end of Biden's second week in office, the nationwide death toll has risen to 450,823. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky projected the United States may see the nationwide number of coronavirus deaths exceed 500,000 by February 20. Rollout of the available coronavirus vaccines in the United States continues to be slow. Meanwhile, as the U.S. struggles to quickly roll out the coronavirus vaccine, the Biden administration planned to offer vaccines to detainees held at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, but later backed down on its decision after receiving backlash. "You can't make this up. The ridiculousness of what we get from our government," said Tom Von Essen, who served as city fire commissioner during the 9/11 attacks. "They will run the vaccine down to those lowlifes at Guantanamo Bay before every resident of the United States of America gets it is the theater of the absurd." Moreover, House Democrats are urging House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, to include an amnesty for certain subgroups of illegal aliens in a coronavirus relief package for Americans. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, has also said the Democrats' $1.9 trillion coronavirus proposal amounts to nothing more than payback to liberal states that helped Democrats during the recent elections. Senate Republicans are all in for getting targeted relief to Americans that are still hurting from this pandemic. But President Biden and the Democrats want to spend more than $350 billion to bail out their friends in New York, Illinois, and California, said Scott. And they are lying about the need for this money. Congress has already given states roughly $400 billion to combat this crisis, the senator added. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.